Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 5, Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Guard your mouth. Meditation verse for today, Tree of Life version. Proverbs 13:3. He who watches his mouth protects his life, but whoever opens his lips comes to ruin. Amplified translation, the one who guards his mouth, thinking before he speaks, protects his life. The one who opens his lips wide and chatters without thinking comes to ruin. The word has a lot to say about our words and what comes out of our mouths. Lashon hara, which is referring to evil speech. The harm done by speech is even worse than the harm done by stealing or by cheating someone financially, because amends can be made for monetary harms, but the harm done by speech can never be repaired. Speech has been compared to an arrow. Once the words are released, like an arrow, they cannot be recalled. The harm they do cannot be stopped, and the harm they do cannot always be predicted. The words fly like arrows and often go astray. I have a sign in my office as a reminder. Lord, put your arm around my shoulder and your hand over my mouth. Our words need to agree with His words. We are accountable for controlling the words we speak. Either we are agreeing with God, with what God says, or we are agreeing with the enemy and his lies. If a thought comes to our mind that is contrary to God's holy word, do not speak it. Your words indicate you are trusting God or not. When we are under pressure, what comes out of our mouths reveals what is in our hearts. We need to hide his word in our hearts. So when adversity comes, his word comes out of our mouths. Our words are an indication of the condition of our heart. And our words can be hindered by the words of our mouth if we are speaking against what God has promised us. Proverbs 10:19. When words abound, transgression is unavoidable, but whoever restrains his lips is wise. Proverbs 12:13, an evil one is ensnared by the sin of lips, but the righteous one escapes trouble. Proverbs 17:28, even a fool who keeps quiet is considered wise, discerning if he seals his lips. Proverbs 21:23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul out of troubles. Psalm 17:3, you have examined my heart, you searched me at night. Though you test me, you find nothing. I resolve that my mouth will not sin. Matthew 12:34-37. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For from the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks. The good man from his good treasury brings forth good, and the evil man from his evil treasury brings forth evil. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, men will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. James 1:19. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James 1:26. If anyone thinks he is religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is futile. James 3:2-4, for we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in speech, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. But if we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole body as well. See also the ships, though they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. See how small a fire sets ablaze so great a forest. And the tongue is a fire, the tongue is a world of evil, placed among our body parts. It pollutes the whole body and sets on fire the course of life and is set on fire by Gehenna. For every species of beast and birds, reptiles and sea creatures is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a ruthless, restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless Adonai and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the image of God. For From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing, my brothers and sisters. These things should not be. A spring doesn't pour out fresh and bitter water from the same opening, does it? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree produce olives or a vine produce figs? Neither can salt water produce fresh water. We need to circumcise our hearts so that we will not sin against God or others with our mouth. Deuteronomy 36, Amplified, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants. That is, he will remove the desire to sin from your heart, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and so that you may live as a recipient of his blessings. Shalom and Yeshua.